Hey guys, Steve Booth, and I'm back again today. I'm going to help you bring it all together. I'm going to help you master your life and how to set up the ideal environment at home, at work, and with the people that you spend time with that's going to allow you to succeed. Over the last few episodes, as part of this personal development series, we've gone through a lot, right? We've gone through a lot. If you've followed the last five episodes that I've done over the last week, you would know that you're in a completely different place if you've done the exercises, if you've done the homework, if you've done the work. You'll be at a stage now where you've got a really good understanding of who you are, why you do the things you do, the strengths and the weaknesses of the certain areas of your life. You'll understand how you define yourself and what your how your personal identity has come to be. You will understand the challenges that you have in your life and why the same challenges keep coming up again and again in your life. I would have equipped you in episode 3 with all the tools to help you overcome your challenges and create new powerful habits that you can actually stay consistent with. Then we went through designing your future, discovering your life's purpose, and how to start to create a plan to attack that life purpose. And in our last episode, I went through facing your fears. When you start to go on this personal development journey, there's always going to be these little fears holding you back. And I went through exactly how to address the fears that you have and overcome them with practical steps. So guys, I hope you did those exercises, because if you've done all of that, you would be in a completely different stage right now. This is really my shortcut to really defining who you are, where you want to go, and making it happen. And in today's episode, I want to just bring it all together, what we've gone through in the last few episodes, and help you create an environment that's going to allow you to stay consistent and thrive. Because it's all well and good learning these great new things and learning how to master yourself, master your life, do goal setting, all this cool stuff. But if you just listen to the podcast, you feel really inspired, but then you just duck back into everyday life and it just kind of disappears, then there's no point, right? Information is nothing without application, without integration into your lifestyle. And so we need to make sure that your work environment is conducive for you getting results and on a personal development journey. Your home environment, your environment with your friends, the people that you spend time with, that's important. And these foundations need to allow you to succeed rather than hold you back. So first, let's look at three main things: your home life, your work life, and the people that you spend time with. Those three things, that's what we're going to be looking at today. So first, we start off with your home life. What is your living situation like? Okay, like where are you living right now? What's it like? Do you enjoy it? Do you get sunshine? Do you have a nice big place to live? Do you live clean and tidy? Like, do you live close to the shops? Do you live close to the areas that you need to go to work and these sorts of things? Is your living situation 10 out of 10? If it's not, it's going to be very hard for you to go through life motivated, and it's going to be very hard for you to stay consistent towards reaching your goals and overcoming fears and challenges that we went through in the last few episodes. And so we need to create an ideal environment at home. Your living situation needs to be great. Right, these are the foundations of success: your living environment, your working environment, and the people that you spend time with. It's absolutely crucial, because without these three foundations in place, it's going to be very hard for you to succeed, very hard for you to come at life with a grounded, like, strong sense of self. So we need to make sure that we've got a really good, strong home life. And I can tell you from personal experience, when I've been moving and moving house, or if you've been moving house before, or you've changed the countries, or you've been temporarily living in a certain situation or in a room that you're not happy with, guys, does that affect your energy? Yes. Yes, it does. It affects so much. And when you finally get things going and you're happy with your living environment, you can achieve more. It's the power of that is phenomenal. It's amazing the power that that gives someone. So let's get your living situation right. Okay, if that means changing houses, changing suburbs, whatever it means. People tell me all the time, Steve, it's easy for you to stay fit. And I say, what do you mean? They're like, well, you live opposite the gym, this and this and this and this. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, I chose to live there. Like, I didn't always, right? I made things easier for myself by getting a nice house. And well, okay, well, I couldn't afford the nice house, so what did I do? Well, I went out and started earning more money, right? Like, there's always a way to create your ideal living situation, and it plays a massive, massive role in your life. Of your, you know, it's your habitat, it's your surroundings. These things are crucial for you becoming who you want to become. So what does it look like? What does your ideal home situation look like? Now let's work hard to create that. Number two, your working environment, right? Most people spend the majority of their waking life at work or business or passion or giving back or whatever you choose to do. If you're working, right, you're going to be spending a lot of time there. So it's really important that you choose the right work for you. Okay, something or some sort of environment that's going to allow you to thrive. Does it align with your values? Does it align with your purpose? We went through that a couple episodes ago. Your purpose, your life's purpose. It might be temporary right now, and that's okay because you're working towards something. But in the meantime, if it's temporary, how can we make the most out of this working environment? How can we use it rather than it using you? Rather than it destroying you, how can you destroy this role? Because there's been so many jobs that I've had, right? I've been a valet car parking guy. I've been a hotel porter helping people take bags to their hotel room, right? I've been standing there at Red Rooster Chicken Shop by the deep fryer, right? Forgetting to cook bacon properly and having people come back and yell at me, right? I've had all sorts of weird jobs. I've been a contract cleaner, cleaning office buildings, right? Like, I've done all sorts of shit, right? Like, bottom of the barrel jobs, high up jobs, like all sorts of stuff. And each role that I had, I knew that it drastically affected my sense of pride, my sense of self, and my own emotional state, right? You can go and you can go to work. And when I was a bartender, if there was crappy people on at work and the environment was bad, I'd leave there feeling like crap, and I wouldn't be able to shake it very easily. And so if you really want to bulletproof yourself and achieve the life that you want, we need to make sure that the working situation is ideal for you. It might suck right now. Go and find another job or be working towards something. Because if you're not working towards something, you're just kept in this groundhog day and it sucks. If you own your own business, do you want to own your own business? A lot of people are in business because they think that's the only option. But a lot of the time, they'd probably be happier just if they were, and probably earning more money if they got a job, right? So maybe, you know, we need to find this balance. And if this is out of balance, you're going to feel it. You're going to notice it, right? If your home life sucks or your work life sucks, like it's going to make your personal development journey a lot harder. So we need to make sure that we nail these foundations first and bring it all together by doing this, guys. And the third aspect is the people that you spend the most time with. And this is the most important aspect. The people you spend the most time with. Because you are the average of the people that you spend time with. You slowly become the people you spend time with. Right? Imagine if you were thrown onto a desert island with three people. And those three people were all very, very emotional, sad people. Very highly emotional, very sad, always extremely negative, and you had to spend time with these people. Do you think if you spent 3 months with them, you would be a little bit more negative? That would start to rub off on you? Yes, it would. It definitely, definitely would. You start to become like your surroundings. That's why this whole episode's important, because you start to become your home situation. You start to become your work. You start to become the people you hang around with, because those are the pillars that form your identity. So if you want to change, we need to make sure that we're highly aware of these situations and what's going on right now. You are the average of the five people you hang around with most. Think about it. Think about the five people that you spend the most time with. It might be your brother, it might be your mum, it might be your best friend, it might be your colleague at work, it might be your partner, it might be your kids. Who are the five people that you spend the most time with? And the chances are that you've got the average body of those five people, the average fitness level, the average money in the bank of those five people, the average happiness, the average attitude, the average intellect, the average mindset of those five people. And so we need to be super mindful and careful of who we let in to our little circumference, into our world. Because if you've got 4 out of 5 of those people who are bringing you down, you're going downhill. Let me look at your friends and I can tell you about you. The people that you hang around with, it's very obvious. If you didn't meet someone, right? You knew of this guy called, let's say, James. This guy called James. And you met the people that he spends the most time with, 5 people in a room, you can kind of guess who James is going to be, right? You kind of can guess who James is going to be. If there's these 5 people that James spends the most time with, you've never met James, but you look at all the people that he spends time with and they're all drug addicts, do you reckon that maybe James is a drug addict? Probably, right? It's just the law of attraction, guys. It's important. Okay, and yes, there's anomalies, and I mean, there's always outliers, and it's not always going to be like that, but generally is, guys. Like, that's a pretty strong rule. And so if you want to grow, we need to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with people that are also growing, of course, because most people don't like growth and change. Well, they say they do, but they're uncomfortable by it, and they're fearful of it. So if you start growing, they're going to be fearful and bring you down. So surround yourself with people that are growing. Surround yourself with the people that are positive influences that are going to help you along your journey. This is where you cut the bullshit friends, the fake friends, from the real ones. Because when you start your transformation, you start demanding more of yourself, the people that aren't secure in who they are and aren't happy with who they are, they're going to see it as an insult. They're going to not want to be around you anymore. So you're going to have to be okay with that. But that's okay, because out of those top 5 friends, ditch that loser friend, gain a winner friend. And I'm telling you, that would change everything in your life. That's what my clients do for me. I remember one of my clients, Scooter, he said that to me when he signed up. He said, Steve, what you said about the average of 5 friends, totally, totally get it. He said, Steve, I want to drop 1 loser friend and I want to add you in. And he added me into his life. And I was one of his top 5 influencers. And what do you think that did for him? So much. Have a look at his testimonial on my website. He's lost kilos and kilos of weight. He's completely transformed his life. It's amazing because it's elevated him, right? I have coaches and people in my life to help me up as well. It's crucial. It's crucial. Okay, guys. So if we start to take a really strong approach to who we let into our inner circle, to our top 5 people that we spend the most time with, we monitor it, we manage it, we start to really manage our work life and create a good working environment, even though it may be really hard. And I know from personal experience it might be, but that may mean it's time to move on. May mean it's time to move on to a new role, new job, new business, sack people, whatever it may be. But we need to make sure that that area of your life isn't bringing you down, and your home life has to be great as well. We've got to make sure that you're living in a great environment, that you're where you want to be. It's important. Now, you might be in a midway stage. You might be in change at the moment and this is temporary and that's okay, but understand it's temporary. Give yourself that pass to say it's temporary, so long as it's not always bloody temporary. All right, we've got to be working towards something. So guys, these are things that you can start to do to really set the foundations for success. Foundations for success. The new routines that you have, they will only work if these areas of your life are doing well. Okay? And now that we've kind of mastered it all, we've brought it all together as part of this personal development series that I'm doing for you guys, it's time to set up some sort of accountability structure. Because what's to say that from listening to all this, you haven't done anything, right? Or you're really consistent now, starting to put in place these things, it's stirred up a lot of thought. And over the next few weeks, you're kind of really good with your morning rituals, you're doing practicing gratitude, you're doing meditation, you're working out, you're doing all this cool stuff. What's going to keep you accountable to doing that for the rest of your life? What's going to hold you accountable to that? The best way to do it is to do it with somebody else. Whenever you start a personal development journey, don't do it alone. You do it alone, you're not accountable to anybody. If you do a diet alone, then chances are you're going to go, fuck it. Because you're not letting anybody down. But if you're doing it with somebody else, it's way better. Because you can hold each other accountable. And you want to find someone that's probably a little bit more strict than you, ideally. Right? So then they can pick you up, push you forwards. Not someone that's going to cheat as well. That's not going to help. A lot of people hire a coach. You know, I think I went through this in a couple episodes ago. Hire a coach to hold you accountable in a certain area. You pay them a lot of money. You're paying them every week. And it's like, well, fuck. Okay, I've got to go to the gym now. Or I've got to go and do this. I've got to do this. All right? Be in it with somebody else. Have someone else go coach and guide you. It's crucial, guys. It's crucial. So this is some accountability things that you can start putting in place. And as, like, obviously, if you're looking for the next level in transformation, I can help you. I can help you in two different ways. Three different ways. The first way is free. Listen to my podcasts, watch my Facebook videos, sign up for my email series because I send weekly emails about all this sort of stuff as well. Just message me on my Facebook page or Instagram if you want to be part of the email series. It's really cool. And I'm for free, I'll just help you with this stuff. Listen to my podcast that I do every week and all this sort of stuff, and I'll help you grow. And I'll help you change. I'll help you. Right? It'll be pretty broad and generic because obviously I'm not talking to one person right now. Yes, I'm talking to you, but also I've got thousands of other listeners. Right? So I've got to kind of keep it broad, but it can help you a lot. The second way is to do my Mindset Mastery Program. Now, this is something that people have been asking me about this for years. I've been putting it together for a long time, and I only want to release it when it's fucking perfect, which is going to be an online course, an online program with weekly modules, like videos you got to watch, with activities, exercises you got to do, like Facebook support community, all this cool stuff that I'm putting together for a Mindset Mastery Program. I have not launched it yet, and I'm currently finalizing a few things for it. Okay, so if you'd like more information about the Mindset Mastery Program and how I can actually help you elevate your mindset and help you take your life to the next level, make sure you message me on my Facebook page or Instagram page. Just search Steve Booth, Alpha Booth on Instagram, and I can send you some more information and keep you on the list for that, the list of people that want to register for that, because obviously it will be capped because I'm capped with how many people I can help with that. And then the third way is the most premium way. If you want one-on-one coaching with me, I'm helping people completely step up, completely change their entire body, their entire view and aspect and the way that they go through their life. And if you're looking for a big shakeup and you're looking for some massive change and you're ready to fully invest your time, your effort, and your money into your growth, then message me and I'll let you know exactly how my one-on-one coaching works. But guys, that's it from me. That's what I want to help you with today, as to really wrap up the little mini personal development series I wanted to do this week for you. Tomorrow's episode, I've actually got a whole list of these awesome questions that people have been sending me and things that they want me to cover in these podcasts. So I've got all these awesome episodes coming up, so make sure you stay tuned and you've subscribed to the podcast, because for the rest of this week and next week, I've got some awesome ones lined up. But guys, that's it for me. I hope you go ahead and start to look at and analyze your work life, your home life, and the people that you spend the most time with, and start to shape and change and control it and make some change for yourself. That's it from me, guys, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.